George Breakfast is with me. You got that wrong, didn't you, George?
I did, yeah. I was listening on the radio on the way in and thought it was Afternoon Delight, as did several of your listeners.
Yes, as did several other people, yes. Almost, yeah. Almost.
That's quite right.
Thank you very much. You've had a bit of a morning, have you?
Well, not really. I just totally forgot that I was coming to see you, so I do apologise.
Oh, no problem.
I was sort of, you know, scraping the cobwebs away from my eyes when I got your message.
It's Friday. We're all allowed to do that. Lovely to see you anyway.
Yeah, likewise.
You're here to talk about the gig next week on the 27th of October at the Devonshire Arms. But before we talk about that, let's just chat a little bit about your musical background, because how long have you been a musician?
Well, I suppose I've been making a living at it. I'll take that back, because that comes and goes. Some years I get by on music, some years I have to do something else as well. But I started playing gigs here in Cambridge in 1967.
Wow.
So I'm very old.
You're very experienced.
In a pub called, it was called the Georgian Dragon, and it's now where, in the corner of Jesus Green, I think it's a Mimosa restaurant or something.
Okay. Sitting
right in the
river.
Yes,
I know the one you mean.
Used to be a little old Tolly Cobb old pub, and we used to play there every Friday.
Right.
So all that time ago, I'd have been heading down there tonight.
So you've been playing all those years. You've worked with some big names as well, haven't you?
Well, I lived in New York for 9 years, and so particularly while I was there, I worked with all kinds of well-known people, yeah.
Go on, name drop. You've got permission.
Well, the most famous friends that I've definitely worked with are the Spin Doctors, Joan Osborne, and Blues Traveler, who are not that well known here, I don't think. Do you remember the Spin Doctors?
I do remember the Spin Doctors.
And Joan Osborne's still kicking. Remember her?
Yeah.
And so we were all friends, but it was a great time. There was just a lot of. I was fairly young at the time, young musicians who were sort of uncharacteristically all helping each other and working together rather than sort of squirreling away saying, oh, we're going to rule the world. And we were just all playing together and we were playing in each other's bands and inspiring each other. And it was a really nice, cool thing going on.
Well, it's not dissimilar to the music scene in Cambridge now, from what I can gather.
I was about to say the same thing. Yeah, it's absolutely true. It's really healthy, I think.
And very supportive, it seems.
And everyone is behind each other, as it were. Yeah, no one's sort of trying to. Yeah. And I think it's really healthy. It's great. We're very lucky. And we're also very lucky because there's enough people here who are interested and come and hear us, because we wouldn't have any gigs if people didn't come and listen. So
yeah, and it just seems to be thriving. There seems to be sort of
a new
generation coming through all the time.
Yeah, I think that's true.
So yep. Spin Doctors and Joan Osborne might give people an idea of your kind of music. How would you describe your kind of music?
Not much like theirs, really, although the roots are the same, but it's what comes under. I mean, I like roots music better than Americana, in as much as it comes out of rock and roll and folk and country and blues and sort of old tried and tested forms of music. Really, it's all folk music, all of that stuff, you know. We like to call it Kaya Jingo. My friend who's staying with you coined that word one time. We were on tour together.
What's the word?
Kaya Jingo.
Kaya Jingo. That's some great.
You know, and so we're working on getting that into the
good luck
musical vocabulary. And I'm going to call my next record Kaya Jingo because of that.
You're determined.
But you know, we all get asked all the time exactly what you're asking. No offense whatsoever. You know, but it's a natural question. You know, but for us, we feel like we play a great number of different kinds of music, all of which add up to Kaya Jingo.
And who are your influences, would you say, though? Who started, you know, when you were growing up, what were you listening
to? Well, I apart from the obvious 60s ones when I was a teenager and listening to all of those great, you know, the Stones and the Beatles and Bob Dylan and Stevie Wonder and a whole slew of them, you know, Joni Mitchell and the list goes on.
It was a rich time for music.
It was great. But I was lucky enough to spend 7 years of my childhood in South Africa. So I went to sleep at night listening to a radio station from what was then called Alexander Township, and is now Soweto, which is where all the African people live in Johannesburg. And we were white people living in a house in a white neighborhood, obviously. But I found that radio station, and you know, you'd hear that music on the street all the time. Not exact same, but the same vibe and instrumentation and approach to music as you hear on the Graceland record and all that's, you know, I mean, kudos to Paul Simon for making the world aware of that amazing music.
Yeah.
But I grew up with that, and so there's definitely a part of that in me, and I like playing and listening to African music a lot, and those sort of rhythms and the way they sing is just breathtaking. I love it.
And you're playing this gig with your band, the Shorecam Playboys.
Indeed.
Yes, tell me about them.
The Shorecam Playboys began with Fabian Bonner and an American guy called Andy Wilcox, who was sort of stationed over here and lived in Cambridge for several years and started raising his family here and then got posted back to America. And they started it, and then I started playing with them and wound up being an integral part of it. Sorry, I just hit the mic.
That's what we all do, don't we?
So when he had to go back to America, we were determined to keep it going. And so now Fabian and I keep it going. And who else plays with us? It's a bit of a movable feast, because the music scene that we were talking about a couple of minutes ago, we're all very busy, you know. But the good news is that we can all help each other. You know, if we're not, you know, I get called sometimes. If I'm not playing, I can go play with someone else for their gig that night because their guitar player's sick or whatever, you know. So it works a little bit like that. But there's always him and me. And when we make the record, which we're doing next week, we're going to have John Wright, great guitar player who runs the Boathouse Sessions and has a band called Split Whiskers and is amazing. Tony Hill playing drums, who plays, it seems, with everyone. They're playing a wedding of a friend tonight, and she particularly wanted to have, like, I think eight bands. So
eight
of the local bands, most of which you probably
That's
heard
a festival,
of, including
not a wedding.
Kim and Lee, and yeah, so all of them are going to play four songs.
Wow.
And Tony is playing with seven of them.
That's the life of a drummer, isn't it?
But and so the Shorecam Playboys, it's very much sort of Americana, because we sort of moved on from when Tony, Fabian, and Andy began it. It was they called it first Tom Waits versus Johnny Cash, and Fabian would sing a bunch of Tom Waits songs, and Andy would sing Johnny Cash songs. And then it developed from that. And, you know, so we play a lot of corny country music and great country music and obscure ones. And we also play a bunch of my songs, you know. We sit and we play wherever they'll have us, basically.
Well, they're having you, as it were, at the Devonshire Arms next, is that Thursday, 27th of October?
That's right, yeah.
At 8 o'clock. So this is a gig in aid of the Jean Grove Trust. Now, you've done gigs for them before.
We've done one. We did it last year at the same place. And a slightly different lineup, but the same idea. And it was a great success, a really fun evening. And, you know, first, from our point of view, selfishly, we get to hang out and listen to each other. You know, we're mostly all working, so we get to hang out and also sit in with each other. But we had a great crowd of people, and we raised some money for the charity, and it just worked on every level. It was really fun. And the Devonshire Arms is a sort of sometime venue. You know, they purposefully don't have music every Friday, or, you know, they have it when they feel like it, which is kind of cool, because it's actually a nice room.
It's that room at the back.
Yeah.
It's just a good
and
room,
music sounds good in there, you know, because a lot of wood around, basically. I'm obsessed with that. Pubs with lots of wood sound better.
That's good for you acoustically, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. It's like you're inside a guitar or something, you know.
So the Jean Grove Trust, tell me a little bit about them. That it's about education in Ethiopia, is
that
correct?
That's right. And I found out about it through Blackfriars, a Dominican priory here, because I'm friends with them for years, and they're hooked up with it. But it's Cambridge-based, and what they do is what they've done for, I think, nearly 20 years now, is they've helped four, it's very small, for what they do, they need, obviously they can never raise enough money. There are four schools, two of which are in very remote parts of Ethiopia, so the children are walking for hours just to get there, you know, and don't have to walk home and so on. The other two, I think one is in Addis and one is in another smaller town. But these four schools, you know, it's no exaggeration to say that without the charity, they wouldn't be able to keep going. And they provide all the obvious things, books and, you know, furniture and just things schools need. And they also help recruit teachers. And one of the things that always sticks in my mind is all of the schools provide a hearty midday meal for those children, which is quite often the only meal they have, you know. And so anyone who's interested and can't come to the gig, I urge them to go on the website and, you know, put a little money in, because every little bit helps. Of course, it's always like that. But, they, what I like about them too is I know a number of the people involved, and they're all people with enough money that if they want to go to Ethiopia, they pay for it themselves. All the charity money goes to the schools. There's, you know, all the overheads they personally pay. You know, last year, one of the people designed a poster for us, and she paid to get it printed, you know, and so on. You know, they want all the donations to go there, and they're genuine about that. And
so the money that people pay on the door for your gig will go straight
directly to those
schools in Ethiopia. So it's jeangrovetrust.org.uk.
Yeah.
It's a good lineup.
It's a great lineup.
Who have you got?
So we've got the wonderful Kimberly Rue, Kim and Lee, his lovely wife, and Tony, who plays with everybody.
Of course.
And I'm not sure who
else.
No
gig is complete without Tony.
Exactly, yeah, Tony Hill. In fact, someone quipped on Facebook yesterday, I think Tony was actually christened plus Tony, because we're all putting it on that. I'm going to start calling him plus, I think. So we've got them, you know, and then we've got, also got, you know Nick Barraclough? You probably
I do know Nick Barraclough, yeah.
So Nick is coming down with one of his lineups, which is called CBT, which is him and Mike Clifford on saxophone, who's great, and Lizzie J. Taylor, who's a fabulous singer, who's sung for Les more than once, I think.
Les Ray, our Strummers and Dreamers presenter, yeah.
Yeah. And then we've got, let's see, we've got Stella Hensley and Chris Newman, who are just great. Chris is one of the best guitar players in England, I want to say. And Stella's a lovely singer, and they'll probably have Tony, and we'll probably just sit in with them, you know.
We'll just take it as a given that Tony's...
Tony probably will be just sitting on stage, or maybe rush to the loo a couple of times otherwise. Then there's a great duo called Kelly and Woolley, who play guitars and fiddle and play sort of bluegrassy country tunes, and they're great. They're really good fun. And then there are the Shorecam Playboys.
It's a great lineup. You know, it shouldn't be plus Tony Hill. It should be Tony Hill plus by the
It should be the Tony Hill Festival or something.
It is a great lineup. So it's 8 o'clock, 27th of October, which is next Thursday, at the Devonshire Arms.
And it's no cost to get in.
It's no cost to get in.
No, just, you know, we'll pass the bucket once in a while, obviously.
Excellent. And it starts, as I think I said, at 8 o'clock, so people can just turn up.
Yeah, absolutely.
What is not to like? As you say, it's a good venue.
It's really, and it's a nice pub. I mean, if you like drinking beer, they've got nice beer there.
I've got nice
local
beer.
Brewery.
And nice pizzas, as I remember,
that's right,
as well.
Yeah.
That's great. Thank you, George. And your website, georgebreakfast.com, if people want to find out more about your music.
That's right.
Well, good luck. Do pass our regards on to Tony.
I will do that. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Lee.
Lovely to see you.
All right.